Well, 2 days of practices are in the books in Mobile, Alabama for the 64th Annual Senior Bowl. I'm Bo Wolf. This is the mayor of Mobile himself, Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. And Tony, let's talk a little bit about the guys who have really stood out above the rest through 2 days of practice. Let's start at running back, where a guy from Stanford has been the man for you.
Dominant both days of practice, both Monday and Tuesday. Stephon Taylor really has shown a complete game. You know, you knew about his power, his ability to grind it out on the inside in college. You knew about his pass-catching skills. What has really impressed me about Taylor's game here is his burst. He just shoots out of nowhere and basically gets through the hole quickly, immediately. He's got great explosion. I mean, I think he's really helped his stock to the point where this is a running back week draft. And a year ago, no one thought that Doug Martin was going to go in the first round. So I don't think it's out of the question that if he continues Stephon Taylor with his performance tomorrow on the last day of practice, has a good combine workout, you know, some team who really wants a running back and it looks at the thin class, trades back into the late part of round one and takes him. I had him as a second-round pick. He's definitely moved into the early part of that frame.
Let's move on to another skill position player, the man who stood out on the outside at wide receiver. He's drawn some Mike Wallace comparisons because of his speed, but he's pretty polished as well. Marcus Whedon from Oregon State.
Very quick, fast, has a burst, terrific route runner that separates from defenders, also shows the ability to beat opponents down the field in a foot race. Catches the ball very well with his hands away from his frame, made some nice downfield receptions in stride. It's not just about beating defenders down the field, it's about making the catch in stride so you can pick up those needed yards running after the catch. He's shown the ability to do that.
One of the deeper positions in this year's draft is tight end. A lot of good players, but one guy who's a little bit under the radar has been impressive this week, Michael Rivera from Tennessee.
Deep because of the juniors, it's not a good senior class. Rivera is a senior. He stood out here. Very athletic, fast, makes a lot of athletic receptions, shows the ability, you know, to get down the field. More of a move tight end, something that The Eagles have used in the past. Chip Kelly, that sort of tight end that he used in the Oregon offense, a guy that's not really a good blocker, but someone that you can line up in the slot, create mismatches on that second level. He's a terrific pass catcher. He's got a good amount of athleticism, and I think he's really helped himself.
We move on to the offensive line, and maybe the highest rated guy coming into the week was Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. He has kept that up. He has been dominant at left tackle. The other guy inside is a little bit more under the radar, Larry Warford from Kentucky, and he is a mauler.
Has been basically impossible anybody get by him. I mean, he's just destroyed opponents, moves them off the line of scrimmage. As I said yesterday, once Warford has gotten his hands on a defender at practice, game over. It's over for the defender. He's a wide body. I got to speak with him. He's a smart, articulate kid. A lot of upside in his game.
Now, the Eagles fans have been following in terms of defense. They're thinking maybe there's a chance the Eagles go to a 3-4 defense, and if that's the case, you sort of need to find that nose tackle, and there's a guy here who would fit the bill. He's been very good.
John Jenkins of Georgia came into the season highly rated. Doesn't always play with that nonstop motor, but a guy who's 359 pounds but moves with cat-like quickness, explodes off the snap, and he's not just an up-the-field guy. He shows the ability to change direction, get outside the box, and pursue the action. So he's a three-down defender. He has the physical skills, you know, to be an early to mid first round pick. His motor is a question, and that's what scouts are going to do here, try and get between his ears and find out why he doesn't always play up to his level of ability on an every down basis.
Eagles fans always, of course, looking at the secondary as well, and the guy who was the star of the show on Monday and backed it up on Tuesday, Leon McFadden.
Yeah, this is a guy that Eagle fans should look at maybe in round two. If he falls in round three, I'm sure they jump all over him. He has really shut down opponents. I mean, he's a little bit smaller, but he doesn't back down to a challenge. First of all, fundamentally, he's very sound. Good footwork, good hip movement. He's explosive, he's fast, good ball skills. He's not just an athlete playing the cornerback position. He's a good cornerback that shows good moves on the ball, the ability to shut down opponents, not only down the field, but laterally. I think McFadden's gone from a potential third-round pick into the middle part of round two with this play the past 2 days.
Finally, Tony, everybody always wants to know about the quarterbacks. A pretty solid group here, but not a spectacular group. Ryan Nassib from Syracuse is a local Pennsylvania guy, local Philadelphia guy. You've also got Tyler Wilson from Arkansas and Mike Glennon from NC State. You know, I'm mixing up my Glennons. Who has stood out to you of those three?
None of them. I mean, they've all been consistent, but none of them have been great. There have been no Colin Kaepernick, no Philip Rivers, no one who's really elevated his draft stock the first 2 days. I don't think anyone's going to leave Mobile thinking that Mike Glennon is a top 15 pick or Ryan Nassib could fall into the late part of round one. They've played, or even Tyler Wilson being a first-round pick. They've played well, but they really haven't wowed anybody, and I don't get the feeling that any team feels the need to reach for one of these guys.
All right, well, Tony Pauline updates you on everything that's going on. The guys who have stood out down through the first 2 days of practice here in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.